Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression, our daily devotion podcast. Today is February 18, Tuesday. Day 49. Today's topic, how to get through crisis. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. And feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 27, verses 7 to 14, Leviticus chapter 6, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 27, Mark chapter 3, verse 7 to chapter 30, Proverbs 10, verses 3 to 4. Today's main passage, Psalm 27, verses 7 to 14. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, sprouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is how to get through crisis. To get through crisis seems to be a daily problem for people in nowadays. Many people cannot deal with that and live under pressure, trouble, anxiety, or even depression, never be able to get out of that. Especially the whole world is now under a very severe fear of coronavirus. Today's four passages give us very clear and exciting guidelines and directions. Number one, how to get through crisis. First, seek His face. You want your friend to help you? Letter, email, WhatsApp, or phone call may not be enough. You need to talk to your friend face to face. Frequent seeing each other is the best way. So do you see Jesus' face regularly? Second, trust. Psalm 27 verse 9 and 12. There are four do not. Do not hide his face. Do not turn away. Do not reject me. Do not turn me over to my foes. Psalm 27, verse 11. Therefore he will. He will receive me. He will teach me. He will lead me. He will see. I will see his goodness. Proverbs 10, verse 3. Trust that God won't let you go hungry. He will surely provide. Third, wait. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Number two, after you get through your crisis, how can you receive his authority and power? First one, how to receive God's authority and power. We can learn that from Mark chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, the way to receive his authority and power. Listen to Jesus' call and come. Be with Jesus. Obey his command. The second, how does the power work? To preach, to heal, to drive out demons. The third, where does the power come from? From the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit daily, to be freshly anointed daily so that we can have the courage and faith to exercise God-given spiritual authority to preach, heal, and drive out demons. Are you ready to allow Jesus to lead you through your crisis and be renewed? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to get through our crisis and be renewed because we are willing to follow the guidelines and instructions you give us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how important is today's guidelines to you? Are you willing to follow? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.